criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
In housekeeping.
Te estoy diciendo lo que vi.
English, okay?
I saw them kiss after the game.
On television?
No, the Queen of England, she called me and asked me to go with her to the World Series.
I just asked a question.
It was dumb. Almost as dumb as Pudge kissing that feature. What's his name? On national TV.
Pudge is not a fruitcake.
I know that and you know that, but the gringos, they don't understand.
He's got a World Series ring. He doesn't care what gringos think.
See, that's the attitude that's going to keep us down. In America, we have to act like Americans.
One of the women opens a room door.
Ande, diablo. This guy must have had some party. It's good to be the boss.
The other woman looks down a moment, then turns.
No. No, it's not. Señor Zachary.
Borracho.
She puts her ear to his mouth.
Muerto.
Two maids found the head honcho on the floor in his office. Arnold Zachary. A to Z. Get it?
Yeah, that's clever, man.
You want some coffee? We got a kid running down the block.
Yeah, black's good.
I'm fine.
Call Gruber, add another black. You want a bear claw? This Greek guy? Let me tell you.
Guys,
you
gotta eat?
Two more claws.
Not for me, man.
One bite to die.
Speaking of which...
Arnold Zachary, 55, owns the joint. Looks like he went hand to hand with the 5th Cavalry.
Anything taken?
This mess, who can tell? There's a safe over there. It's all locked up. Jewelry, watch, and whatnot are still on the body. So is a pocket full of hundreds. A grand, give or take.
We've got massive cranial trauma. Mandibles busted.
What's this?
Looks like coke, but these days, I ain't doing a taste test.
You get it over to the lab?
Already done. From temp and lividity, I put death between 8 and 9.
And what about the peanut gallery?
Stitchers, night shift, downstairs. They couldn't hear anything with the machines.
Cause of death?
Unofficially. Crap kicked out of them.
And officially?
Cardiac arrest caused by massive physical trauma.
Yeah, but his shirt held up.
Lenny smiles and looks at the body. The New York City skyline is lit up at night. Police officers work the city streets. The word law moves in front of a squad car, and a man is led away in handcuffs. Detective Lenny Briscoe's tie is loosely knotted around his open shirt collar. Detective Eddie Green is neatly dressed, and Lieutenant Anita Van Buren is in her office. The word order appears in front of a courthouse, and a U.S. flag waves. Scenes from a courtroom are shown. Executive Assistant D.A. Jack McCoy is leaning on his desk. Assistant D.A. Serena Sutherland and D.A. Arthur Branch are in their offices. Law and order. The detectives and the assistant D.A.s walk down a hallway together.
It's a terrible, terrible thing. Mr. Zachary was a good boss.
Good boss? Those are two words you don't usually hear in the same sentence.
No, he's strict. We had to be here on time. Still, he has a cake on birthdays. Good sick time? He cares. Maria had a baby, and he sent her flowers with a basket of food.
What time do you work?
I'm on the 4 to 12 shift. I go to school days. Mr. Zachary wrote me a letter of recommendation.
You didn't hear anything from the office?
With these machines? I didn't know nothing happened until I saw the police.
How is this compared to other factories?
So you want to know if this is a sweatshop?
Is it?
We got air conditioning, soda machines with ice, good heat in the winter, and we get paid what everybody else gets paid for an 8-hour shift. How's that?
You got any openings?
You Detective Briscoe?
Close enough.
Mrs. Zachary's upstairs.
Oh, you're gonna have fun with that one.
This is crazy. He can't be dead.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Zachary.
I'm 26. How can I be a widow? I don't know what to do.
Mrs. Zachary, was your husband always at the office this late?
Shop goes 24-6. He liked to show his face during every shift.
From what I could tell, his employees liked him.
What's not to like? He's big, cuddly. I called him Bear.
Mrs. Zachary looks down.
You know, some union guys have been bothering him recently.
We'll check it out.
They had a security camera around the back entrance to the building. I rewound it.
You wouldn't believe the theft in this business.
Shirts?
Designs. Arnie was a genius at making quality for half the price.
Here we go.
They watched the surveillance video.
He's camera shy. He knew exactly where the camera was. Who uses that entrance?
Nobody. Security guards are around front.
Green fast forwards.
in and out in less than half an hour. Any guesses, Mrs. Zachary?
Sorry.
Get this to the lab, get a copy, make sure that everybody that works here sees it. Mrs. Zachary, was everything okay on the home front?
Excuse me?
I've heard about what a wonderful designer your husband was, what a great boss, but I haven't heard about what a great husband he was.
I'm not an emotional person, okay? My shrink tells me someday I'll explode. Arnie was my husband. I loved him very much. Does that answer your question?
She looks Lenny in the eye. Forensics laboratory.
Okay, stop. Blow it up.
No wedding ring.
That's the first thing you think of.
Keeping one off my finger is all I think about.
Okay, next.
They watch the surveillance video.
Hold on, what's that on the hat?
Looks like a bee.
Bring up the other frame. Now, can you isolate the hat on both?
The image of the man's hat is magnified.
B.B.
Bed and breakfast?
Baked beans?
Barrel of bupkis. This isn't gonna help. Thanks. Let's go talk to our friendly union rep.
Eddie and Lenny are talking to a man in the street.
A to Z Design. That's Arnie Zachary, right?
Yeah, the recently departed Arnie Zachary.
Oh, that's a shame. He was a good guy. He went to his first wedding. Hold it. You guys are homicide.
Good guess.
And you think someone here had something to do with this?
He's a non-union shop.
Red Trade? He's not the only one.
Yeah, but he was the one that was hassled by your guys.
Hey, we hand out leaflets. That's it. Usually, they get thrown in the garbage. Look, we couldn't unionize that shop even if we wanted to.
Why is that?
You didn't get a look at who works there, did you?
They look like good people.
Put it this way. A good tenth of them don't file tax returns.
The white powder on your guy's jacket? It was baking flour.
Thank you, Krispy Kreme.
The thing is, I analyzed his stomach contents. Steak, green beans, potato.
My kind of guy,
so no flour.
No flour.
I think they call that a clue, Watson.
That's what I get paid for.
The victim ate a hearty meal, then went back to the office for some FaceTime with the night staff.
Any luck with the candid camera?
Not yet.
Okay, so there's only one bakery in Manhattan with the initials BB. That was on the intruder's hat.
And?
Bagel Baker. They cook and deliver their stores throughout the city.
See ya.
Later, they're at a bakery.
What did he do?
We just need to ask him a few questions.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
We got onion, salt, sesame, everything. What do you want?
Now, a name would be nice.
Him? It could be Camacho.
First name?
Miguel. He drives for us part-time. I don't know. Maybe that's not him.
Is he here now?
He called in sick. Usually means he's got a pony running at Belmont. I checked the OTB, 98 on the west side.
Now outside the off-track betting building.
Ah, tough day, huh?
0-4.
You know, nobody wins at the track, Miguel.
Miguel regards them a moment, then turns and runs. Detective Green is right behind him. Miguel sprints down the sidewalk and cuts into a narrow alley. Green pulls his gun as Miguel heads for a tall fence.
Police! Help! Now get there!
Okay, don't shoot! I'm going down!
Nice and slow.
What the hell were you running for?
What's the matter?
Frisco and Green have Miguel by the collar as they take him from the alley.
Now, you do understand your rights as I read them to you.
I don't need rights. I didn't do anything.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not stupid. I thought you were INS.
I said police.
I like you, man. I don't know who you are. I don't want to be sent home. You have to believe me.
Oh, you don't have to worry about being sent back to Tijuana, Miguel.
El Chorro is where I'm from. It's a pigsty.
Well, maybe in the next 25 to life, they'll fix it up.
What?
Green shakes his head.
We got you on film, Miguel.
For what?
Arnold Zachary.
Who?
So it wasn't Zachary's face that ran into your knuckles?
Nice try, Miguel.
I was in a fight.
Okay, that's a step in the right direction.
At a bar.
That's not.
Okay, for laughs, what bar?
The Equator. It's on 116th Street.
And who'd you get in a fight with?
Some dude. He said he don't like illegals thinking of his city.
That's your story.
It's true.
He looks at the detectives.
Can I go?
Always in a hurry, this guy. Sit tight.
You're not going to call INS?
No, we got first dibs on you, Miguel. You know what dibs are?
Okay.
It means your ass is ours.
Briscoe leaves, and Miguel looks down. Equator Lounge.
Yeah, man, you ain't never heard of an air freshener?
We got a girl for that. She hasn't showed in a couple of weeks.
Smells like she might have died up in here.
Your friend is sensitive.
Yeah, he's not as worldly as we are. Now, we were talking about Miguel.
Yeah, he was here, I don't know, maybe at 8.
You sure about that?
Could be later, I don't keep track. But there was a little pushing and shoving with Carlo around 10, no big deal.
Carlo? Miguel said the fight was because somebody was slandering his heritage.
It was Carlo's Puerto Rican.
It's all a rich tapestry.
Carlo was too wasted for it to get big. A couple of guys put him in a cab.
And what, Miguel hung out?
Till close, moaning that he's not getting any because his girl just had a kid.
By any chance, would his girl's name be Maria?
Aren't they all?
The girl I interviewed at the scene said Zachary was extra sweet to a girl named Maria.
And?
That Maria just had a baby. Miguel's Maria just had a baby.
And?
So, maybe that puts Miguel at the scene.
Apartment of Maria Villanueva.
Miguel, he has a big mouth, but he wouldn't hurt nobody.
Did he ever have any trouble with Mr. Zachary?
Senor Zachary, from the fabrica. Why would you ask that?
Well, you don't know. Mr. Zachary's dead. Somebody murdered him last night.
Oh, no.
Maria sits down and crosses her chest as she holds her baby.
You think Miguel was involved? Miguel didn't even know him.
We don't know what happened, Maria.
Mr. Zachary has been very good to me. He was going to give me 8 weeks off when I had Jose. Miguel wouldn't hurt him. He wouldn't do anything that might take him away from Jose.
You and Miguel are married?
We would be if we could get a license. You won't go to INS?
No. Don't worry, that's not our department.
Did anybody at work ever have trouble with Mr. Zachary?
No. I'll show you.
Huh? Oh, here, let me. I have some experience with these little guys. Hi. Okay. See, just like riding a bike.
You're riding too fast, you're drooling.
Hey. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
If you thinking how that baby ended up with blue eyes, yeah. Okay.
Si. Navidad. Our company Christmas party. That Señor Zachary in the Santa suit. We all loved him.
This dude gives a button stitcher 8 weeks maternity. The department gives what, 6?
Maybe he's one of the good guys.
Maybe I had an extra cynic pill this morning, but nobody running a business is that good.
And you're thinking what?
I'm thinking that Zachary had more than a rooting interest in little Jose.
As in he's the proud papa?
Hey, I held the kid. Pale skin, blue eyes. What are the odds that both Maria and Miguel have the recessive gene?
You mess with my woman. That's number one on the top 10 motive list.
Van Buren? Okay, I'll tell them. Okay. You guys sent something to the DNA lab?
Yeah, that baby got up close and personal with Lenny's jacket.
Lenny flashes his trench coat. Office of the Medical Examiner.
So this guy comes in and says he's got the shot heard around the world.
What are you talking about?
Ralph Branca, Bobby Thompson, 1951, Giants, Dodgers. The most famous home run ever hit, but nobody ever found the ball. This collector paid almost 7 figures, only he got ripped off.
How could you tell?
DNA. None from Ralph Branca anywhere on the ball.
You know, that is fascinating, but how are we doing on Lenny Jack?
You like Chinese, don't you?
DNA.
Duck sauce and hot mustard. Now, this is only a preliminary, mind you.
You know, come on.
At first blush, you're dead guy.
Arnold Zachary.
Yeah, he should be handing out cigars.
He's the father?
That's a big yup.
Where's Miguel?
You know, it's good you're worried about him, Maria, because he's in a whole lot of trouble.
I told you he wouldn't hurt Mr. Zachary.
Look, we're way past that now. We even know why he did it.
No.
Look, I know that Miguel isn't Jose's father. Arnold Zachary is. We already know that. That's science. You can't even argue it. So what happened, Maria? Miguel took one look at Jose and flipped out.
No. Quiero hablar con Miguel.
Look, I gotta tell you. If you keep protecting him, the DA is gonna consider you an accessory.
¿Qué?
That means you go to jail too. What's gonna happen to little Jose?
He didn't kill anyone. He wouldn't hurt Mr. Zachary.
I was married, Miguel. Then one time I walked into this bar, and I saw my lovely bride, my for better or for worse, till death do us part, Mrs., locking lips with Joe from the shoe store.
So?
So Joe was lucky I wasn't carrying, because I picked him up by the neck and threw him head first out into the street.
You picked the wrong woman.
Oh, that happens all the time, Miguel. Just that some of us find out about it sooner than others.
What do you say, Miguel?
Maria loves me.
But she was sleeping with Zachary.
Miguel glares at Lenny.
Mentira. Liar.
She had his baby.
No.
You must have got a charge out of kicking his brains in. I know I loved throwing Joe out on the street.
It wasn't me.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're a lover, not a fighter, huh? So what kind of a guy lets another man get away with something like that?
I hope Lenny's doing better than I did.
He's got his story. He's sticking to it. Ah, what are you gonna do? True love conquers all.
Let's use it.
I'm gonna find Prince, Miguel, somewhere in Zachary's office.
Hey, forget it. The lieutenant says she's had enough. She wants to charge both of them.
Maria?
Social services is coming for the baby.
You had your chance, pal.
No, wait.
The detectives look at Miguel.
I did it.
Did what?
I killed him for what he did to Maria. He didn't know I was going down there. He had nothing to do with it. It was all me.
Miguel looks up at them.
Number 476295, People versus Camacho, Miguel H. Charges murder in the second degree.
Oh. Thank you for getting my day started off with a bang, Mr. Camacho.
De nada, senor.
That was rhetorical, sir.
Language problem, Judge.
As long as he wasn't speaking wise ass.
Spanish, Your Honor.
Well, let's see how he does with a plea.
Miguel looks to his attorney.
No guilty, Your Honor.
As the defendant is in the country illegally, the people request remand.
Oh, you're not having a good day, are you, Mr. Camacho?
Your Honor, I object.
Save your breath, Counselor. One thing about the huddled masses, they need a ticket to get in. Defendant is remanded without bail. Next.
Murder, too. Come on, Jack. Cheating wife, murdered lover. It's as old as the Old Testament.
Is there a legal argument in there someplace?
Are you really that thick, or are your boxes just tied in a knot because of the citizenship thing?
You know me better than that.
Can you spell racism? Any other defendant would have been offered man, too. Extreme emotional disturbance, and you would have called it a day.
He waited a week after he found out that the baby wasn't his before he killed Arnold Zachary. I mean, go back and look at the good book written by the apostles up in Albany. It's called A Cooling Off Period, and it negates the lesser mens rea.
Ooh, they get prettier and smarter.
I'll consider man one. He serves the maximum.
You'll shove it, is what you'll do.
I didn't mean
to... Oh, stay cool, Miguel. Once you get to know Mr. McCoy a little better, you see where he's concerned? Smoke in the bedroom doesn't always mean there's a fire in the mattress.
Vanessa!
Jack, we're talking about different cultures here. The Latins, you know? It's a macho thing. Humiliation in the community. It's a powerful force.
You're not going to argue that...
Yeah. I'm crude. I'm disgusting. And I win cases.
Could I please finish a sentence here?
Why? I'm not listening to you anyway.
And it appears you didn't pay much attention to the indictment either. Your client confessed.
Query, when is a confession not a confession? Answer, when it's coerced.
He signed his Miranda warning.
That's right. In English. As you well know, my client is hardly fluent.
That's ridiculous, Vanessa.
Jack? I was talking.
And how is that different than when I was talking?
Because I'm a lady. Here's my motion to exclude. And if you feel like loosening the knot in the old boxes, you know where to find me. Come on, Miguel.
Miguel follows her out.
Call Briscoe or Green or whoever screwed this up.
It's a crock is what it is. I asked him if he understood what I was saying.
In English?
Of course in English, and he understood me fine.
How do you know?
Because I asked him right after Ed grabbed him trying to escape, and again before he said anything.
And you asked him in English?
We are in America.
How's your Spanish?
It isn't. But if I didn't think I was communicating with him, I would have called in a detective who is fluent.
But you knew that Miguel was an illegal alien.
Yeah, he was also criminal, if that means anything to anybody. This is crap. This is why I hate lawyers.
Me too.
He's been a cop long enough to know
how... What, that a suspect understands him?
That's not the point. He's dealing with an illegal alien whose first language isn't English.
Oh, please. Miguel Camacho's lived in this country for 6 years. He's got a job, he earns a living, and he speaks the language, and if he doesn't, he should.
But don't look at me. As far as I'm concerned, we've got more cuffs on the cops than the criminals.
The Miranda warnings are a formality. Hell, they've become trite. Everybody knows their rights, Jack.
I wonder how Judge Larkin will take that argument.
Larkin, huh? I hear she had the right turn signal removed from her car.
Chambers of Judge Grace Larkin.
Hello? Miranda? Has anyone ever heard of it? It's only been around since 1966.
Your Honor, the detectives informed the defendant of his rights.
Yeah, yeah. And they might as well have been talking to a wall.
The police had a long conversation with him in English before he confessed.
Before they read him his rights?
No. My point is that they were convinced he understood enough English.
Really? What exactly is enough when it comes to the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination?
He understood enough to waive those rights twice.
And it is the prosecution's burden to show said waiver was knowing and intelligent. My client is an illegal alien, Your Honor.
Did the police know that?
Of course they did.
In the Connolly case, the Supreme Court held that a defendant in the middle of a psychotic episode was capable of knowingly waiving...
Are you proposing that a person not born within the borders of this country is the equivalent of being psychotic?
I'm saying that a person who, by the mere act of breathing our air, is committing a felony should not be afforded more rights than a citizen with a mental illness.
Excuse me, equal protection applies to any person within the borders. Now, if you're implying that Mr. Camacho is somehow less than a person...
I'm saying this is a legal tactic born of a hollow legal formality.
Miranda, is a hollow formality, is it?
What I meant, Your Honor, was when form dictates substance...
Don't dig yourself in any deeper, Counselor. Hollow formality or not, the confession is out.
McCoy sits back in his seat and shakes his head.
Pity the poor immigrant?
I'm not proud of what I said in there, Serena.
Maybe it's time somebody said it.
Jack! Jack, no hard feelings, right?
As a matter of fact...
Que sera. Okay, let's see what you don't have. You don't have a confession, which means you don't have a motive.
We can prove Miguel's girlfriend was cheating on him.
Yeah, but you can't prove that he knew about it, which means you don't have a case, which means that man, Tudeli, is sounding awful good right about now.
Not to me, it's not.
Oh, I knew you'd say that.
So, why'd you bring it up?
I love to see you stewing your own juices.
Is there something I should know about?
Inevitable discovery.
That's not what I was asking.
No, but it's how we make motive admissible. Get it from another independent source.
I switched to nights at AZ when I went back to school.
How long ago was that?
This semester. A month, maybe.
So before that, you worked with Maria?
Sure. Did you see her son? He's so adorable. He smiles and you just want one of your own.
I haven't seen him.
Makes me wonder what I'm doing here.
Sounds like you two are close.
We worked together for over a year at the shop.
Yeah, that'll do it. Did she ever mention anything about Miguel?
Miguel did this, Miguel did that. You know, stuff girls talk about.
Did she ever talk about anyone else, anyone she was seeing?
Besides Miguel? No way. She loves him. He loves her. He's a good guy. A little overprotective, if you ask me.
How so?
Like a month after she got pregnant, he made her quit work. Like, what are you gonna do? Sit around the apartment all day getting fat?
Jack joins Serena in an office as she looks over paperwork.
You interested in a burger? Hello?
Just a minute. These are Zachary's canceled checks over the past year. In the beginning of each month, he wrote a check for $3,000 payable to cash.
Walking around money.
That's a hell of a walk. It looks like they were all cashed at a place called Geraldo's.
Restaurant?
It could be. Jack, there are 9 of them, starting with the month that Maria got pregnant.
Looks like they were all endorsed by someone named Anita Sanchez.
Call the bank. Find out where and who Araldo is. Pay him a visit.
I don't want any trouble.
Why? Are you doing something you should be ashamed of?
I'm an honest businessman.
Then you have nothing to worry about. Did you cash that check?
Sure. It's got my stamp. 70 cents on the dollar.
That's pretty good.
It pays for the bum checks.
I'm sure it does. All of these checks were endorsed by Anita Sanchez.
Sure. And I got a bridge to sell you. I asked for ID. Most people give me what they bought on Broadway for 20 bucks.
So you don't know Anita's real name?
No, but I know who does. So this was this guy from the OTB I know. Miguel something. They're always here together.
Every month, like clockwork, starting with the month Maria got pregnant.
It's called a salary, Jack.
She wasn't working. She told her friends that Miguel insisted she stay home to protect the baby.
Which only helps to prove that he thought the baby was his.
That's one way to look at it. The other is that they were blackmailing Arnold Zachary.
Pay up or we'll tell the wife.
$3,000 a month minus the check cashier's cut. They're not what you call master criminals.
That's why they got caught.
Think about it. Zachary was worth millions. Why would they ask for nickels and dimes?
Maybe they weren't greedy. Maybe they were just stupid.
No, we didn't do anything wrong.
You killed someone.
I had to. Jose, he's not really Maria's baby. The doctor...
No. Maybe this isn't the best time, Miguel.
Sure, we can always tack on kidnapping, too.
No, we didn't take Jose. Mrs. Zachary, she couldn't... The doctor put Jose inside Maria.
Are you saying Maria is a surrogate?
Yes, the surrogate.
And you didn't know about this?
Who would think to ask?
Mr. Zachary, he paid Maria to stay healthy so the baby could stay healthy. It wasn't blackmail.
Then why murder?
Okay, wait. Whoa. That's one too many questions without an offer on the table. Jack?
Cart before the horse, Vanessa.
Yeah, but we're rolling downhill and we're not going to stop until there is an offer on this table.
Jack stares at Vanessa.
That's exactly why the legislature refuses to make surrogacy contracts legal.
Oh, really? I thought it was those blinders they had permanently blocking their vision.
Not every step science takes forward is a good thing, Serena.
It's not necessarily a bad thing either.
If it is, then baby trafficking it is.
I suppose we should outlaw cars because some people have a couple of drinks before they head home.
Do I hear a little maternal instinct bleeding through?
Some feminists might argue just the opposite. Legalizing surrogacy would be the ultimate step forward in women's liberation. It would debiologize motherhood, and women could become mommies without going through pregnancy and childbirth.
This is a good idea because...
Equality ring a bell? Femininity would no longer be defined by fertility.
No, that would be left to the new breeder class. Women who use their bodies as a means of making a living.
We used to have a word for women like that.
That's what the rest of the feminists argue. The bottom line is that if surrogacy were legal and regulated, Arnold Zachary might still be alive.
And if we convict Miguel, maybe it won't happen again.
And how big of an if is that?
Two illegal aliens killing over an illegal contract. I'd say the if is smaller than a slice of bread inside the bread box.
Supreme Court Trial Part 43.
On the night of November the 11th, the defendant, Miguel Camacho, went to visit Arnold Zachary in his office. The two men had business to discuss. They had a disagreement. Words got heated. Threats were made. And Arnold Zachary ended up dead on the floor of his office with three broken ribs, a broken jaw, internal bleeding, and a coronary arrest. Those are the facts in this case. Everything else you will hear, no matter how emotional, is irrelevant. A smokescreen designed to obfuscate the facts. When you ignore the irrelevancies, when you blow away the smoke, you will have no choice but to find the defendant guilty of murder in the second degree.
McCoy retakes his seat, and Vanessa stands as the jury watches.
woman being asked to give up her baby? Irrelevant. A man trying to stay in this country. Smokescreen. I'll tell you what. That's one cold-hearted prosecutor we've got here. Let me tell you a little story. My client and his girlfriend, Maria Villanueva, left the barrios of El Choro, Mexico. They left the dirt and the filth and disease. They left the drug dealers that would kill you just as soon as look at you. And they came here. They got jobs. And everything was hunky-dory until Maria's boss came to her with an ultimatum. He said to her, Maria, I want you to act as a surrogate for my wife and me. I want you to carry our baby. Maria was 24 years old. The last thing she wanted to be was pregnant, never mind with someone else's baby. She told him as much. But he said to her, you do it, or I'll ship your Mexican ass back to El Choro.
Objection.
Maria was as good as raped, ladies and
counselor.
Gentlemen. A figurative gun was held to her head by this so-called victim.
Chambers, Your Honor.
Now.
Rape? A gun to her head? It's all inflammatory. I want a mistrial.
Excuse me, but what Mr. Zachary did to Maria, now that's inflammatory. Sweatshops are illegal, slavery is illegal, but forced childbirth, that's okay.
She could have said no.
Have you ever been to El Choro? Believe me. You'd do anything not to go there.
Your Honor, the Zacharys paid Maria.
To eat and to pay for heat while she was carrying their child.
The law says that the circumstances of the surrogacy are irrelevant when it comes to the defendant's guilt on the murder charge.
You know, the truth is, Mr. McCoy, unless they change the law, the defense is permitted to present any reasonable defense it sees fit.
Not without a modicum of proof.
Hey, I have witnesses. Are you going to keep them off the stand because they don't have their green cards yet?
No, but if they're not already on your witness list...
Your Honor, my client just informed me of the facts surrounding the surrogacy.
Here's a novel idea. Try talking to your client.
He doesn't understand the system.
He may not be the only one.
Are you calling me a liar?
I'm saying that you're carrying zealous representation to an absurd extreme. This is your third defense.
And that's for the jury to decide.
But without witnesses... There is no decision.
Excuse me, Counselor. Weren't you the one who argued against hollow formalities in the law?
Your Honor.
Don't worry. I'll give you time to talk to Ms. Galliano's witnesses.
As soon as she finds them.
I've been performing IVF, in vitro fertilization, for almost 10 years. That's thousands of healthy babies.
Was there anything unique about the Zacharys case, Dr. Harrington?
Not particularly. I implanted a fertilized ovum into a healthy young woman.
Maria Villanueva.
That's correct.
Are you aware of how she came to agree to be a surrogate?
She said she was a friend of Mr. Zachary.
Did she at any time give the impression that she had been forced or coerced in any way into carrying the child?
Quite the contrary. She seemed excited about it. Certainly I wouldn't have been involved if I thought there was anything underhanded going on.
Thank you, Doctor.
Jack retakes his seat, and Vanessa stands.
Are you aware, Doctor, that most surrogate mothers earn just above the poverty level?
Yes.
And that over 40% of them are unemployed?
Yes.
Well, did you ever wonder why?
I'm not a sociologist.
Could it be they're not all that altruistic?
Objection.
Withdrawn. Were you there when Maria decided to become a fetus sitter?
Objection.
What the hell would you call her?
Answer the question, Doctor.
No, she had already made up her mind.
So you don't really know what went into the making of that decision, do you?
Not firsthand, no.
Jack looks around from his table.
You get the Barbie doll. You play mommy. I know it's not fashionable or PC. Finally, it was going to happen for me. Thanks to men like Dr. Harrington. Thanks to science.
And don't forget the girls like Maria Villanueva.
Of course not. Maria was an angel.
You spent time with her, did you?
At first, I didn't think I'd want to. I don't know, maybe it was jealousy. Maybe I was just scared that someday I'd be walking through F.A.O. Schwartz with my baby and I'd see her and I wouldn't know what to say or how to act. But Arnold said she wanted to meet me. So we had dinner, and I was glad we did. She seemed wonderful, a real angel.
Did you or your husband ever pressure her into doing anything she didn't want to do?
Absolutely not. Sure, she was a little nervous at first, but so was I. I didn't know what to say. I mean, what do you say to someone who's going to be carrying your eggs? But it all worked out until...
She swallows and blinks. Jack looks at the jurors, then moves to sit down. Vanessa stands.
Maybe it would have worked out differently if you got together more than that one dinner.
I was warned not to get too close, just in case.
Just in case what?
I know surrogates sometimes change their minds.
Is that why you picked someone who couldn't possibly mount a legal fight against you?
Objection.
Withdrawn. Did you ever accompany Maria to her medical checkups?
No.
This angel that was carrying your baby, you weren't interested in how she was doing?
Of course I was.
But you never went up to Spanish Harlem to visit, to have a cup of tea, to shoot the breeze?
To be honest, I didn't know where she lived.
You never asked?
No.
You said that you were aware that surrogates sometimes change their minds about giving away their babies. Did you and your husband have a plan B, you know, just in case Maria slammed on the brakes?
Guess we'd just find another one.
Another what?
Womb.
Like a pizza oven?
A pizza oven is a lot cheaper. This girl, we were paying her $3,000 a month. That's on top of her salary from the company.
Some people would say what you're getting is priceless.
What I'm paying for is what I don't get.
And that is?
Lower back pains, morning sickness, and stretch marks.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused. Are you saying that you are physically able to bear children?
I never said I couldn't have a baby.
Whoa, let me get this straight. Your husband is dead. My client is on trial for his life because... you wanted to maintain your figure.
Mrs. Zachary looks at Vanessa. And Serena looks at Jack. Outside the courtroom.
What the hell's happened in there?
Signs of star witness ruining her case.
Would it have been so hard for her to act a little human on the stand?
Well, she sure as hell did before I prepped her.
So, when should I be expecting your call?
About what?
Come on, Jack. After that show, my offer of Mantua should be looking pretty damn good. Of course you can keep talking, but unless I hear magic words, I'm not listening.
What magic words?
Time served.
He killed the man.
At least you didn't say an innocent man.
Just because Mrs. Zachary is...
I, for one, am willing to wager that jury now thinks birds of a feather marry each other. She's despicable. He's got to be just as bad. What do you say, Jack? Time's up. You know me. I always love swinging for the fences.
She leaves.
I want to know what happened between the time you prepped Mrs. Zachary and when I put her on the stand.
She trapped me.
We prepped you for hours. We asked you every conceivable question they could ask.
Got nervous.
Mrs. Zachary, this is the trial of the man who killed your husband, the one person you loved in the world. And you're saying you just screwed it up?
You have no idea how much I loved him.
Oh, my God. No, Jack, there are actually two people in the world she loved. I've never been pregnant, Mrs. Zachary. But I gotta tell you, I can't imagine any woman, no matter how bitchy, avoiding the entire process over something as trivial as stretch marks.
If you haven't noticed, I'm not any woman.
Actually, I suspect you're not as different as you'd have the world believe. You want a baby. You want one so badly you'd do anything. Even commit perjury to ensure an acquittal for the man who killed your husband.
That's crazy. Miguel killed Arnie.
It was all an act, Jack. Mrs. Zachary wanted the jury to hate her and therefore hate her husband. Miguel gets to walk, you get to keep the baby. You had a deal from the beginning. Isn't that right, Mrs. Zachary?
Why do you care so damn much?
Because your husband was murdered.
And that baby is all I have left of him. I have friends who by their 26th birthday were already on their second husbands. Me? I've been through 3 miscarriages. It's funny. I got into Smith College early decision. Do you know how difficult? Graduated magna cum laude and had my master's degree before I was 21. I married the man of my dreams. We had everything. Friends, money, house in the Hamptons during the summer, the condo in Aspen. I was the perfect person. The perfect life. And everything was perfect. Except for my imperfect uterus. I'd walk through Arnie's factory and look down at all these women. Gossiping about nonsense. Sewing buttons for $3 an hour so they could go home to their 12 kids and I.
Her eyes well up with tears.
Was this close to a baby?
Did Miguel and Maria try to extort money from you?
All I know is Miguel left a message on our machine. He wanted to see Arnie alone at the office that night.
Why didn't you tell the police about this?
He killed Arnie! I didn't know what he would do to my baby!
She glares at Jack.
We have to talk. Things have changed. I'll be in your office in 1 hour. Be there.
I'm sure you recognize this.
Where'd it come from?
When Mr. Zachary didn't come home, his wife thought this might come in handy someday.
What? To blackmail my client?
Well, it takes one to know one, Vanessa. It's obvious what's going on here. Maria and Miguel were trying to hold up the Zacharys.
She should be in the back of a police car right about now.
Miguel looks panicked.
He said if Maria helped him with the baby, he helped us with the INS to stay here. She said she can do it. She think because the baby no hers, it's not going to be hard. But after 9 months, it was part of her. She couldn't just give it up. I love her, Mr. McCoy. I tried to explain to Mr. Zachary, but he got mad. He said to give the baby or he's going to turn us into the INS. And they sent us back to Mexico.
Very persuasive, Miguel.
Miguel looks away from Jack and down at the table.
Eloquent.
Vanessa looks down and nods slightly.
It's time, Jack. You talk, I listen.
Serena nods. Jack looks at Miguel, who stares off into the distance.
He agreed to man one. It'll do 15.
Sounds generous.
The day he gets out, he's deported.
What about his sidekick?
Turns out Maria and her child were long gone before the cops ever got to her apartment. I guess it is back to El Churro.
Between mom and apple pie? I don't know many women who would choose the latter.
Serena, Jack, and Arthur leave the DA's office. The preceding story was fictional.